Let's see if we have our great friend and anchor of our high school basketball coverage riding shotgun. T, are you there?
I'm there, baby. I'm here.
Man, oh, man. I must have hit something wrong. And you know what? That happens almost daily, so we'll just live with it and move on.
That's why you ride, just ride with it and keep moving.
Oh, my goodness. There's nothing else to do.
That's right.
Terry's joining us this morning because yesterday, obviously, the Minister of Culture is in as well, and we didn't want to just shove basketball off to the side. I don't think it's fair because we had two great seasons here in Monroe County for South and Edgewood, and I just didn't think a 5-minute mention about it was good enough for what we saw. We did a lot of their games, saw everything, and we'll start with the purple and white because they were our featured game last Saturday. I'm not sure if anybody's going to beat New Albany, Terry. Warren Central is going to give them a handful. Chris Byers' crew is 30-0 and undefeated. That's going to be an unbelievable semi-state matchup at Seymour. We saw a pretty good one for a half on Saturday, but New Albany definitely has some high-level players. And when you think a team that has a great, great player, you think, oh, it's just a one-man show. Well, that wasn't the case with the Bulldogs.
No, they've got, Sean East is a fantastic point guard. Stevenson, Hunter, Hurrigan. And here's the thing, Glass, those guys, while there aren't a lot of height, Romeo's 6'5", Hurrigan's 6'5". Well, they both got unbelievably long arms. And so does Hunter, and so does Stevenson, and so does East. Defensively, they really bothered the Panthers, just trying to get the ball to certain spots, and they're quick enough to play deny defense if they choose, and their arms are long enough to get deflections, and they don't. Well, let's put it this way. They don't get called for many fouls. So I guess that leads me to say I guess the referees don't think they foul very much. And they're tremendous at getting the ball up and down the floor. They're just a fun team to watch. And the kids are polite. They play hard, but there's no trash talking. There's no crap.
Nothing.
They're fun to watch.
They are, and defense and offense, as we talk about, great teams can do both. And one of the highlights for Bloomington South throughout this season, Terry, was their field goal shooting percentage. This team made baskets for fun. They made baskets at a high percentage, at a high level. We know J.R. Holmes, over the years, his offensive theory has been don't get a good shot, get a great shot. South had plenty of opportunities. It was just one of those days the ball wouldn't go in the basket for him, and that kind of was everybody there in the first half and into the third quarter.
Yeah, no doubt. And this has kind of come along here recently. They've struggled. They didn't exactly tear the nets up in the sectionals either. So I don't know if just after a long season, maybe they were tired. I don't know. Maybe leg weary a little bit, but yeah, they just went on a little, the first quarter was very stagnant, much better. Now, they shot the ball out, lights out in the second quarter, could get them back within six, but then they had nothing after that. New Albany, 21-4 third quarter, and that was the ball game. The ball game was probably in the first 2 to 3 minutes of the third quarter was done. But, they've got outstanding shooters. They run their sets so well and get open shots. I love watching JR's kids do what they do just because of the fact that everybody knows what they're doing, and they make tremendous passes, cuts. But they just didn't have it. They got beat by a better team Saturday.
Terry Stoltz joining us this morning, putting a bow on the high school basketball season. But the Bloomington South Panthers, nothing to hang their hats about. 26-3 when it's all said and done. The 26 wins, as we discussed on Saturday, a school record tying the school record. Obviously, the 2009 team state champions unbeaten with 26 wins. But South's senior class, you added up all the numbers during our broadcast on Saturday. Philip King, Chris Bamba, and Chance Coyle have absolutely nothing to hang their heads about. 3 conference championships, 4 consecutive sectional championships. What was the number you came up with the total wins for this 90, group?
91, 92 wins. First, JR said it was, I haven't had a chance to check it. I don't have any reason to because I believe he knows. Since the first class that's went through each year with 20 or more victories. That's unbelievable. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of high school teams that can say that. So my, you know, my hat's off those three, you know, Chance, Chris, and Phillip, just tremendous careers. They all had their struggles. And I think, you know, Chance ended up with the leading score. I think he had 17 on Saturday, but he got off to a slow start. But nothing to be ashamed of. These guys were top, you know, the top five almost all year, and just, you know, they had some huge wins. But New Albany right now has South's number, and the main reason they do is graduating. So thanks for playing, Romeo. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's
move on.
That's he's a thorn in just about in everybody's side. Chance Coyle also goes down, Terry, as the all-time leading scorer for Bloomington South as well. So a great four-year career. He moves on to the University of Southern Indiana. And the cupboard is not bare for J.R. Holmes, if you notice the first substitution off the bench on Saturday, for those of you listening, watching, or at the game, was freshman Connor Hickman. Whether that was a matchup issue or not, we know that Hickman got plenty of varsity minutes this year, so he'll just be a sophomore. You had two sophomores starting in Anthony Leal and Noah Jaeger, and then a very solid junior class that's going to back up multiple positions and compete for starting jobs. The cupboard is not bare moving on for the Panthers next year.
No, definitely not. You know, with Hickman, also a couple, you know, James and Joey Bamba. Joey's a freshman, James a sophomore. Jordan Meeks is a sophomore, and these guys are all 6'5". The Panthers can be taller next year. Of course, Ryan Parker's back, 6'6". Bruce Furr's back. Here, Adam Graham, 6'5", just one of those juniors I mentioned. Grayson Rowland. Weep not for J.R.
Will Stockman.
Losing
throw him
the
in there, all in there.
Yeah. So, the South's going to be very strong again next year. We'll see how, you know, that goes. 20 wins away from Jack Butcher, very well could come next year. We'll see.
And that would be five straight years of 20-win seasons. Unbelievable in that. J.R. Holmes sitting in second place all-time on the coaches' list. Does this team transition into Anthony Leal's team from a scoring perspective? We know he was the plan 1A or plan B to Chance Coyle this year. That just seems the natural ascendancy. Is there somebody I'm missing who's going to pick up part of that scoring load as well? Looks like Hickman can put the ball in the basket, but not at the level we've seen of Leal.
Yeah, no, I mean, Leal's going to be it. Hickman will be a help. I think Grayson Rowland's a tremendous shooter. I think, you know, he's going to be good.
He's going to have a lot of open looks, I know that.
Yep, he can get some open looks. The younger Bombas coming up are decent shooters. So, no, and I'll tell you what, Noah Jaeger is a real good shooter occasionally. I mean, he's kind of streaky. But he's capable of putting the ball in the hole also. So they're, like I said, they're going to be just fine next year. No, don't weep for JR.
You've seen New Albany twice now, and I don't want to make this about New Albany. I just want to put this in perspective for somebody who maybe doesn't listen to all of our basketball coverage and all of us bleeding on about the wonderful game that it is. How good is New Albany from what you've seen in the last however many years? Where do they rank in the Stoltz-O-meter top 10?
Oh, my. I mean, I saw them three times this year, and I've seen them play. It's the sixth time I've seen Romeo live, and they are probably number two in the years that I've been helping out at WGCL. The Lawrence North team with Conley and Odin that I did the semi-state with back in their day would be number one.
That's it. You know what? You're not going to beat that team because they've got 7 feet, and you don't beat 7 feet.
This New Albany team probably falls in right behind them, and then after that, the South team of 09, the undefeated champs. I mean, that would be my top three without a doubt, and you know, geez, you got the 2011 South team with D. Davis and Spencer Turner, state champions there. So we've seen a lot of good basketball that this radio station has broadcast over the years, and this is my 12th year of helping out, and the first game I ever did was Bloomington South against Lawrence North in the semi-state up at Southport. So that team's first.
And it just to put it in some historical context there, that's how good it is. South lost three times this year. 66% of their losses were to New Albany. That's why they're that good. So we wanted to let the casual fan know that's what's going on. Terry Stultz is our guest this morning. He's been the anchor of our high school basketball coverage. And we move to the northwest part of the county. J.B. Neal and the Edgewood Mustangs. Coach Neal picks up his first ever sectional championship. It was Edgewood's first sectional championship in a few years, their first 20-win season since 2007-2008. They had an 8-point lead against Lebanon in the Greencastle Regional. Couldn't salt that game away. Trailed by 7 in overtime. Made it into double overtime, but just it wasn't their day, Terry. It seemed like they ran out of gas a little bit and ran out of luck. Trevor Taylor fouled out either late in the fourth quarter or early in overtime. And playing a man down there is never easy to do at the higher levels.
No, and, you know, that was what a great season for Edgewood, 22-6, sectional championship, the Wabash Valley championship, another conference championship. J.B. Neal was, it's fun to get to know him this year. He's an old school type of coach. All three of the high school coaches I got to talk with this year are old school guys that just love basketball and want to play it the right way. JB's got things going over at Edgewood. And, you know, Saturday was disappointing. You know, we were teetering off and on with them. You know, just are we driving to Greencastle? Are we not? And you just felt so bad for the kids because what a great, great year. I don't know if they would have beat Danville or not. It doesn't matter. Danville's really good. But Edgewood, them too. I mean, they did nothing to be upset about. Just a fantastic year over on the west side of the county.
Joe Quito will be back running the team again. The junior will turn into a senior point guard. There's nothing wrong with having senior point guards, as we know over the years. Trevor Taylor will be a sophomore. He had no problem putting the ball in the basket as a freshman. You'll have Parker Harrington. You'll have Cam Bannister, I believe, is a junior. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So replacing Chayton Howard, you don't do it, but Trevor Taylor, similar to Anthony Leal, has shown as a youngster flashes of putting the ball in the basket. The cupboard's not going to be bare for the red and the black.
No, they've got a lot of players that play. I mean, you know, you're not going to have anybody probably taller than 6'4". That's going to play. I mean, you've got, you know, you're going to miss Chayton Howard. I mean, Chase Collier was 6'4". You know, they're four.
And strong.
Strong. Curtis Cowden and Caleb Norris, all the seniors that will be leaving. You know, they were just, you know, rocks in that program. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that have had some varsity experience.
JV team had 20 wins.
Yeah, they're good. A young guy on the JV team that I really like is Derek Farkas. He's going to be able to come in and give him a little bit of scoring punch off the bench. You know, Tate Balcam is back. Austin Schwartz, hopefully he'll get some more time. So this is, again, a really good JV team with a few moving up. Three starters back again. Look out again for Edgewood next year. They're going to have a good year again.
And they'll be ready to go. So the regional semifinals not working out for the local teams as we would have hoped, but again, let's see, 23 plus 22, that's 45. Is that right? 45 and 9
between those two. Ooh. Not bad.
No, not bad at all. So a wonderful season, and then we wanted
48.
I can't count. That's fine.
22 and 26.
Oh, 26, that's right. I was thinking regular season wins there.
Regular season.
But no, yeah. Edgewood, because they would have had 19 regular season wins.
So just fantastic.
A lot of wins.
A lot. Good basketball.
And now with J.B. Neal hitting that 20-win mark, hitting his first sectional championship mark, he puts those in the back seat, and now you can worry just about – he doesn't have to worry about answering that question or doing any of that stuff. That'll be an issue with him. You know, JR's not going to worry about chasing down Jack Butcher's record. He's had this on the radar for some time. So you've got some storylines already developing for next season. Great job. It was fun to do. There was we wouldn't have traded it for the world. But now we get to put our feet up and let the experts handle it for a little bit, right?
That's right. Let those guys handle it. And you Burlington North fans? You've got a bunch of people coming back.
Yeah, we did the Bloomington North recap a couple weeks ago when they were knocked out.
Yeah, and we don't want to leave them out again in the final. But I think basketball is alive and well, high school style here in Monroe County. Everybody is everybody should be good next year, and it'll be fun to watch them all as they mature during the season.